Well, today is what we call Divine Mercy Sunday, which is the Sunday after Easter. And this feast day was really declared by Pope John Paul II about 3 years ago during the Great Jubilee Year 2000. And John Paul II has been called the Pope of Divine Mercy. He canonized Sister Faustina in the year 2000 as the first saint of the new millennium. And he declared the Sunday after Easter to be, which we a focus on God's mercy and God's love and God's forgiveness. Now, some of you, I'm sure, have read a little bit about the devotion to the Divine Mercy, as in the diary of Sister Faustina. She was born in the year 1905, the third of 10 children, into a poor peasant family in Poland. She became a nun at a young age, joined the Sisters of Mercy, and she only lived to be 33 years of age. But during the last 4 years of her life, she died in the year 1938, she received visions and apparitions of the Lord manifesting His love for the human race, especially under the image of the Divine Mercy. It's very similar to the Sacred Heart devotion some of you are familiar with. Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary back in France in the year 1675. And again, that was a message to the world that he appeared to this nun, told her to spread this devotion throughout the entire church and also throughout the world to let people know of his love for each and every person that lives on the face of the earth. So devotion to the Sacred Heart was really promulgated in a very special way back in the 17th century. And so Jesus, in our century, really in the 1900s, came in to also manifest his love for the human race by promoting the special devotion to his Divine Mercy, which really goes hand in hand with devotion to the Sacred Heart. Because look at how the Lord appeared when he came to visit Sister Faustina. His right hand was raised in blessing, just like in today's gospel. He came and visited the disciples and said, "Peace be with you." And he gave them a blessing. And then his left hand is pointed to his Sacred Heart. And out of his heart was flowing two streams, the streams of white grace, representing the waters of baptism that wash away original sin and that cleanse us of sin in when we go to confession, the grace of Christ, the beautiful, clear river of grace that flows from his Sacred Heart. And the other stream is the red stream of the precious blood of Christ that was shed on the cross for us and that we're nourished with in the Eucharist. Every time we receive the Eucharist, we receive the risen, resurrected, glorified body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ under the appearances of bread. So when we receive the Eucharist, we receive the Lord himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So the red represents the blood of Christ, the white, the waters of baptism, and his message was to trust in him. And underneath, you'll see in this picture, it says, "Jesus, I trust in you." So we trust in the mercy, the forgiveness of God. We entrust our family members, our friends, to God's mercy. Because we know that actually mercy, the definition of it, is mercy is when God's love tempers his justice. And the Pope talked about this in his very first encyclical that he wrote in becoming Pope 24 years ago, Dives in Misericordia, rich in mercy. That was the Pope's first message to the world, that God is rich in mercy. And he said that mercy is not just a something, it's a someone. Mercy is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is mercy. Jesus is the mercy of the Father. When you look at the cross and the crucifix, you see Jesus showing mercy, showing forgiveness. He said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." So Christ is incarnate mercy. And this devotion, Jesus wanted promulgated throughout the entire church. And Sister Faustina wrote her diary, 600 pages. And one of the things she said is that the Sunday after Easter, Jesus wanted to be called Divine Mercy Sunday. And that happened 3 years ago when the Pope declared this day as that feast day. He canonized Sister Faustina, and this devotion has now been spread throughout the entire world. And some of the ways that we can manifest this devotion is by praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which is very similar to the Rosary, even though it's much shorter, only takes a few minutes to say. We actually have these prayer cards on the back table if you'd like to learn more about the Divine Mercy. So please pick one of those up. So mercy is a person, and Jesus gives us his mercy primarily through forgiveness in confession. And that's why this gospel reading is always read on the Sunday after Easter, because it's in today's gospel that Jesus shows his mercy to the world by ordaining his disciples and giving them the power to forgive sins in confession. And this is found in John chapter 20, verse 20. It says that after the Lord rose from the dead, he appeared to the disciples on the first day of the week, which was Easter Sunday night. See, the disciples had to be forgiven of their sins, because remember, all of them ran away. When Jesus was arrested, they all betrayed him, they all ran away, they all denied that they knew him. Peter denied him three times. Well, Jesus came and he said, "Peace be with you." So he forgave them of their sins. And then it says, they rejoiced that Jesus was now alive. And then he says something very powerful, which is really the message of divine mercy. "As the Father has sent me, so now I send you." Well, how did the Father send Jesus? And why did the Father send Jesus? He sent Jesus to redeem us, to be the mercy of the Father, and to be a minister of reconciliation, to reconcile us with the Father. So he says, "As the Father has sent me, so now I am sending you." And then he breathed on them and gave them the Holy Spirit and said, "Whose sins you shall forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you hold bound are held bound." So Jesus gives the authority and the power to his disciples to actually forgive sins. This is why we go to confession to a priest. Some people say, "Well, where is that in the Bible?" It's right here. John chapter 20, verse 20. Jesus, who came with the authority, he came to forgive sins, he came to die on the cross, to redeem the world, now gives that power to his disciples, who in turn have passed it down through every bishop, every validly ordained Catholic priest has that power to be able to be an instrument of mercy in the lives of the faithful. So when you come to confession, remember it's Jesus who forgives you, but he uses the priest as his instrument of mercy. Now, of course, this wonderful passage of how Thomas says, "Well, I'm not going to believe until I actually see Jesus." And then Jesus shows up the following Sunday, which is today, Divine Mercy Sunday. And he tells Thomas, "Okay, you can touch my hands. You can put your hand into my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe." And Thomas said the most beautiful prayer probably ever prayed. He said, "My Lord and my God." And that's a prayer that we should say every day whenever we receive communion, whenever we attend Mass and the priest elevates the host and the bell rings. We should say that prayer, "My Lord and my God," because that truly states what we believe about Jesus. He is our Lord. He is our God. But then Jesus pays a compliment. He pays a compliment to all of us. He says, "Thomas, you believe because you saw." He said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." That's us. We've not seen, and yet you and I believe that Christ is Lord and that Christ is God. So this feast day of Divine Mercy really is such a tremendous feast day in the church. So we should meditate upon the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God. Because when we look in our society, in our world, if you read the papers, watch TV, you'll see that there's so much sin in the world today. And that can get us discouraged and depressed. And yet St. Paul says, where sin abounds, God's grace abounds all the more. So we should have trust in the mercy and love and forgiveness of God and pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, try to learn more about this message of Divine Mercy, because there is so much evil and sin in the world, we can sometimes despair. But instead of despairing, we have to say, Jesus, I trust in Thee. Take care of my family, take care of my children, my grandchildren, take care of my husband or wife. We trust in Your mercy. And I believe that really the best place that we can meet the mercy of Christ is in confession. So if you've been away from confession, if you stayed away for whatever reason, come to confession and experience the mercy of Christ. That's where you will meet the mercy of the Lord, in that beautiful sacrament. Jesus talked about it today in the Gospel. Whose sins you shall forgive are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain are retained. And Jesus, the mercy of God, gave that power, that tremendous gift, to be able to have all of our sins washed away in that great gift of confession. So pray that people will come back to confession. If you've not gone for a long time, come to confession. Bring other people to this incredible sacrament, which is really one of the greatest gifts that Jesus left His church, the gift of His mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. God bless you.